You're listening to Say Something with Yossi Goldie on the Boston Free Radio.
If you see something, say something.
Good evening, everybody out there. I want to welcome you to a very special episode of Say Something with me, Yossi Goldie. Today, we will be filling the golden waves with learning how to transcendental meditate. Now, many of you think, well, I thought transcendental meditation costs like $2,000 to learn. Well, fear not, for I have learned the ways and will teach it to you today, because you deserve to know it, regardless of what David Lynch may say. First, let us talk to Maharishi Mahesh Yogi about transcendental meditation, the creator and founder. He will explain to us what it is to me of transcendentalness.
The principle of transcendental meditation is simple. Being is bliss in its nature, it's infinite happiness. Mind is always moving in the direction of greater happiness. It is the experience of everyone. Wherever the mind goes, it goes in the direction of greater happiness. And because the nature of inner being is bliss, infinite happiness, therefore, the mind during transcendental meditation takes that inward course in a most spontaneous manner. In this meditation, we do not concentrate or control the mind. We let the mind follow its natural instinct towards greater happiness, and it goes within and gains bliss consciousness in the being.
Yes.
The technique is, we take a specific thought which suits us, which is called the mantra, or a suitable sound for us, which we receive from the trained teacher of transcendental meditation. And these teachers are found everywhere in the world. I have trained them properly. And they give a suitable word. And the man experiences the thought of that sound and starts minimizing that thought to experience the finer state of that thought until the source of thought is fathomed and the conscious mind reaches the transcendental area of being. So from gross thought to the subtle state of thought, to the subtler, to the subtlest state of thought, this is the path of transcendental meditation, till the mind, conscious mind, reaches the bliss consciousness, or transcendental consciousness, or pure consciousness, or the state of being. Here in this state of being, the mind becomes soaked with energy, intelligence, and great happiness. With it, it comes out and performs and experiences the world much better than before.
I want to thank you, Maharaja. Thank you. Now, if you would like to do some transcendental meditation with me, my number is 617-454-4237. And don't you worry, we are going to have a 15-minute meditation hour together. And it will be bliss. You will feel so happy inside your little mind that your eye will cry. Your eye will cry. I want to first tell you the basic method of the transcendental meditation is not different than many other types of meditation. There are not any specific sitting positions that you need to adopt in order to do the transcendental meditation. Okay, so let's just get down to basics. You have to sit down and get settled and comfortable and make sure there are no distractions like a fly buzzing around your head. And you need to close your eyes and allow your mind and body to relax. And then we will breathe slowly and deeply together. And we'll let ourselves feel our mind relaxing. And note to self, we will begin to say a mantra that you have chosen for yourself. Then we will say it softly and continue to repeat it for about a minute as we make our voice softer and softer. And once we have said the mantra as softly as we can, we will repeat this mantra in the head without saying the mantra aloud. So don't say it, but think it. And you have to feel the mantra and do not force yourself to concentrate on the mantra. And allow yourself to focus on the universe, as well as the feeling of closenesses and togetherness with the universe, while you continually, mentally repeat the mantra for about 25 minutes. I want to let you know we have a surprise guest. He is a transcendental mantra guru, and he is visiting us from one of his cells. I have been meditating with him for many, many days now. Please welcome, say your name here.
Hello, Yasi. I'm Slithering Sancho. It's a pleasure to finally be on your lovely show.
Yes, it is. I want to thank you too for helping me through this transcendental meditation.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. This is my area of speciality. And I've developed many, many mantras and many different techniques. And I hope to enlighten your many listeners.
I think you will, because our many listeners out there need to hear it and understand how to feel it. Go ahead. Are you there?
Yes. I'm here, and I wish to share my first mantra that I developed for a technique called the triangular dry swim.
Yes.
It's ideally made for three people standing at the points of a triangle that they draw on the floor.
Too bad Gustave isn't here.
Oh, that's terrible.
I don't know where he is right now.
That's terrible.
Maybe we can put in a stand-in. I have a gold finger.
Oh, yes. That would work nicely, yes.
We can throw it in and pretend it's him.
And it's about channeling the three into one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to begin my mantra now. If that's okay.
Yes, please. Please.
P-E-N-I-S into A-N-U-S ruptures rectum. P-E-N-I-S into A-N-U-S ruptures rectum.
Ruptures rectum.
P-E-N-I-S into A-N-U-S ruptures rectum. P-E-N-I-S into A-N-U-S ruptures rectum. P-E-N-I-S into A-N-U-S ruptures rectum. Don't you feel more relaxed?
I do. I feel my rectum ruptured.
Yes. It's meant to relax specific areas of the body. The head, the throat, the shoulder blades, the lower back, the backs of the knees, the tips of the third toe, and the sphincter.
Yes, I feel it. Oh God, I feel it so well. I feel so good.
Do you know any mantras, Yasi?
Yes, sometimes I do the golden mantra.
Now the golden mantra, yes.
I don't even say the word golden because it has become within me. But I am gold. So I just sit there with my mind and envision the golden light surrounding me.
That's lovely, that's lovely.
Yes. And then I get into my deep transcendental meditation sleep. Mm-hmm. Or as others like to call it, DM. Which also is kind of bizarre because isn't that the symbol for trademark?
Have you trademarked this particular mantra, Yasi?
Oh, yes. Yes, like all golden DMs. Without a doubt, they are trademarked. Just by saying them. And many must pay.
I feel the golden light surrounding me as you say this.
Yes, and smell it. Inhale it. Taste it. Touch it.
It's all over me.
Yes.
I can't stop it.
Yes. I have that effect on people sometimes.
The gold light.
It is. It is the gold. The gold.
Can you suggest to your listeners some sort of breathing technique, Yasi?
Yes.
I personally like very guttural sounds as I exhale.
Yes, can you show the audience?
Yes.
What that is like?
Some of you might be familiar with the Ujjayi breath.
Yes.
This is just a more extreme version of that. Getting into a primal noise as you exhale, returning us to the beautiful earth that will at once swallow us up and destroy us.
Yes.
Don't be fooled by that beauty.
I won't be. I want it.
That's the inhale, and the exhale is...
Oh, sorry. Sensuous right there. Can you...
Isn't guttural enough. Maybe my second one will be better.
For all of you listeners at home, please try this breathing for a good
as you inhale, feel it. Side of your body, and as you exhale, feel it go down
like this,
the back orifices of your body.
Out there to experience meditation with us.
Yeah.
I have a walkthrough. It's a free guided transcendental meditation. We are going to go on a journey into a golden floating orb of light. I would like you to join us.
Hello, I'm Joe, and welcome to the Love Meditation.
Yes.
I want you to sit back and relax, and either close your eyes or watch the subtly changing image in this video.
Yes.
I want you to imagine that you're in a beautiful golden meadow.
Oh, yes.
yeah.
The temperature is just right.
Oh, yeah.
69.
The sky is clear.
Oh, yeah.
And you notice in the center of the meadow, there's a beautiful golden orb of light.
Oh, yeah. Is it the
You're
sun?
Drawn towards this orb. As you gently walk towards it, you see an opening, door of light, welcoming you in.
Oh, how lovely.
You easily step inside this beautiful, soft, glowing orb. You sit down and you make yourself comfortable.
Oh, what are we sitting on, I wonder?
Yes.
And the orb starts to gently rise up from the meadow, and you know that you're totally safe. You're warm, you're comfortable, and this orb is filled with light and with love.
It's like
as you rise up above the ground, you see the meadow below you getting smaller and smaller.
I cannot hear.
And you start to see the other fields and meadows in the distance, getting tinier and tinier as you rise higher and higher. And you see all the surrounding villages and towns fading away as you rise up into the sky, feeling so safe and secure.
Yes.
And you start to see everything in your life in a better perspective. All of the things that you worry about, where are they now?
I don't know.
They're not even tiny pinpricks down on the ground below you.
Yes.
You look out into the universe. And you see that it's filled with light and with love.
That's nice.
And with each in-breath, you breathe in the light until it fills you up and starts changing every cell of your body into pure light and energy. Dissolving any negativity.
No negativity.
Releasing any hurts. And with every out-breath, you let go anything that's been bothering you, weighing you down, or giving you negativity or pain. And with each in-breath, you keep filling with light and with love. You're starting to feel so relaxed. Nothing really matters. You're just floating in this beautiful, safe, golden orb of light. And you see your heart chakra becoming brighter and brighter, releasing any sadness or difficulties that you've held there, and just becoming filled with more and more love. And you realize that you can now radiate this love out to the world. You don't have to choose where to send it. You can just send it out to anyone and everyone. You can send it to people, to places, to situations to heal them, to animals and to nature. You're just beaming this love out all around the world. And you're seeing the love that you send transforming everything that it touches in its path.
It's all over the place, I see it.
And you just keep breathing in the light and radiate out the light and the love from your heart to the whole world.
It's activating my pineal gland.
That's right. Just keep breathing out the love to everyone.
I'm spreading love all over the floor.
Now, if you'd like to stay in this beautiful place for a little while longer, as long as you choose, simply pause the video now and then return to it when you want to be brought back down to Earth. If you'd like to be brought back now, simply keep listening.
I don't think I want to be brought back yet.
Imagine that your golden orb.
Well done. We'll come back to that later, right, Sanchez?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yes, let us pause right there and continue this. Spreading our love out onto the floor, into all the peoples out there.
That's nice, that's nice.
Yes, and please, if you would like to call and contribute your transcendental meditation, you can call me. My number is 617-454-4237. I have operations ready to take your call. Right, Sanchez? Chancho? That's nacho cheese, Sancho?
Yes, yes. You're so clever with my name. It's one of your charms. You're a man of words and wisdom.
Yes, I try.
You are the ray of light in this prison hellhole.
Yes, Sancho's. Oh, Sancho's. Let us sit down and get settled and comfortable.
Where, I always wonder, should one put one's buttocks when sitting? Should you spread them apart slightly? Or should you clench them together close?
Yes.
It makes a difference because you're grounding your entire upper body as you sit.
Yes, well, when I stand, I clench my buttocks to keep the energy of my chi flowing round and round, because if I open it ever so slightly, it will leak out like a gas.
That's terrible.
Yes. So, when I'm sitting, I don't actually sit down, but I'm still standing. And I keep my butt flenched. That's to keep the chi flowing.
That's remarkable. Yes. I've been working on a technique of doing the same thing as I walk. It's very complicated.
Yes.
Because, as you know, humans cannot eat and expel waste at the same time. It's just impossible.
Yes, I know.
So, if you walk and clench your buttocks at the same time, one would think it's equally impossible, but I have been working on several techniques to master that.
Yes.
And in turn master my own posture and chi flow.
And when you're walking, you must also remember not to exhaust the energy out your mouth hole.
That is a mistake that too many people in today's world forget. As they're talking on their devices and taking pictures of each other.
It's a major concern that I have for everybody out there.
People need to be quiet as they walk.
Yes. They need to focus.
Not only for their own spiritual benefits, but for the benefits of all.
Yes. I have noticed some people have the smelly mouth hole, and I wish they would keep it closed at times. And you know when it is like that? They have not expelled their stresses in life or what is bothering them.
That's too true. That is too true.
It is very important to let everything out so that your mouth hole does not smell, especially when engaging in transcendental meditation.
And meditation does help. Things like mints and chewing gum and other sorts of artificial and natural techniques to freshen your breath. They only are a mask.
Yes.
Covering up the real problem, and that's people that are not centered.
Yes.
You need to find your center, and all your other processes will fall into place.
It's very good to know. Here today, we are showing you this technique which allows your mind to settle inward beyond thought to experience the source of thought, the most silent and peaceful level of consciousness, your inner self. Please call us. Sancho's and I are ready to take your call. I shall repeat the number again.
Can we do it as a mantra?
Yes, yes, that will be perfect.
Six,
As we say this, feel it getting softer and softer in our voice as it gets stronger and stronger in our minds.
As we say this, I can picture not only the number in my mind, but
we have a color such as
oh, how wonderful.
Our meditation word. Let us take the color. Hello, color.
Can I answer you? Hello?
Hello? Hello, color.
Have you ever been in a death? Have you ever been in a deprivation chamber?
Yes, is that one of those tubes that has money flying around and you have to capture all the monies?
Yeah, so what do you think about those? Is that really a way where one can reach the fourth dimensional frequency that you speak so fondly of?
Yes, yes.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yes, Color. Say hello absolutely. To Slytherin Sancho.
Hello, Color. This is Slytherin Sancho.
Listen, Yasser, I got a question for you, another one. My son wants to say hello to you. Will that be okay with you, all right?
Yes, yes, Color. Yes.
Thank you. Hold on.
Yes.
What's going on?
Yes, hello, Color. Hello. Hello. Oh, you got the P-Deca, huh? You got the Transcendental Meditation Deca? Is that what you're saying, little one? That's very good.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's at a young age to be able to master
yes,
a technique like that.
What is your name, Color, and how old are you?
Masuda.
Oh, yes, you have some Masuda. Yes, that you would like to get rid of. Did you put it in the Masuda?
Yeah.
That's very good.
That's wonderful. Good job. Good
yes,
job.
Yes.
Keep the earth clean.
Yes, and I hope you're wearing gloves. Yes, yes, and I hope you wear Vasuda gloves and a Vasuda hat. Yes, yes.
And socks, yes.
Yes. It's very important. Yes. Yes, it's very important to maintain that level. Yes? That's amazing, little man. Yes,
that's nice.
You see, yes, we are trying. Yes, we... Yes, the Vasuda. We are expelling the Vasuda. And for all of you listeners out there, if you do not know what Vasuda is, it is trash. Yes. And there is many Vasuda in the world that we must pick up and get rid of, right?
There's the Vasuda of the mind.
Yes.
That we must remember to
expel. And we must
put
our Vasuda hats and gloves on and get rid of. We have to throw that Vasuda in the Vasuda. Yes.
I think that a lot of our minds are like a room that we just throw trash everywhere.
Yes, and we have to get rid of it.
We have to. We have to.
Isn't that right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. What a wonderful, wonderful garment.
Yes, you know what it's all about, little man. Yes, you are all about. We need more Basura men out there. Yes.
Toss the Basura.
Yes, we need more people to take out the Basura.
Love the Basura man.
Yes.
Respect the Basura man.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I want this.
You want this? You see? Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You see, this little man wants this for everybody. Yes, I see the train.
The train is coming for us all.
Yes, and we must get on that train.
Question is, do we get on it or do you let it pass it by you?
Yes, but maybe another train does not come.
Maybe another one does not come.
We must always take the opportunity.
If it does come.
Yes, we must get on that train. Because we don't know if another train is going to come or not.
Get on that train.
Get on.
Even though the fare may be high.
Yes. I do not know what you're saying at the moment, little man.
Sounds like a wonderful mantra, though.
Yes, let us repeat it for you. Can you say that again? It's the
sound the train makes.
This is the sound the train makes.
Like a
choo-choo. Yes, you're talking to Yasi right now.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Yes. Do you hear the train? It is coming for you. Can you see? Can you see the train? Choo, choo.
Choo, choo.
See the train.
Choo, choo.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What a remarkable young being.
Well, that just right about broke my heart, Yasi. I want to thank you so much for talking to my son for so long.
Yes, Color, I felt like your son is wiser.
He's really the reason why I want to take up this meditation, because I want to have more patience when I'm raising him, you know? I don't want to lose my temper no more.
Yes, Color.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Yes, it's a natural bliss.
How many children do you have, Color?
20, all from different women, I'm proud to say.
Wow, Color. You're a franchise father, as we say.
And they're all after me for that alimony, too, and I ain't gonna give it to them.
That's not very comprehensible.
You want the kid, you figure out how to raise it your damn self, right? I mean, that's the law of the jungle.
Yes, Color.
But the thing that separates the jungle from the city is the same thing that separates the animal from the human.
And the cub, the woman tiger, she go out and she does the hunting herself. She come back, she feeds the kid. What's the difference out here in the urban, the concrete jungle?
You can't just spread your seed, I'm afraid.
There were a lot of people who spread their seeds in the 60s. Look at Jimi Hendrix.
And that's exactly what I've been meditating on. That's exactly what I've been meditating on.
Yes, that is a controversial subject that I think not many people touch bases on, is procreation and recreation. Is it for sport or pleasure?
That's exactly it.
Yes. I think it's, it can
and I'm
be
glad
categorized.
You agree with me on that.
I think it could be categorized as something called sport pleasure.
Yes. But what do we do with all those kids?
Well, kids, they're resilient creatures. They'll be good on their own. They be picking up things off on the streets, and they learn it. They learn how to survive, and they go and make their own little ones, and on and on and on. The story continues.
Until we overpopulate.
Chapter 1, 2, 3, till we get to the very end.
Yes.
And we can no longer sustain the human race.
I cannot wait for that moment.
And the natural resources are depleted.
Yes.
And we have reproduced ourselves into oblivion.
We are like viruses.
Wait, what are you saying here? I'm not sure I agree with that.
You don't have to,
I'm not
sir.
Sure I agree. I'm not sure I agree with that there.
Maybe
you don't have to, sir.
We can agree to disagree. I have no opinion whatsoever.
Nor do I.
That is what
a vessel
this has taught me.
I'm just a vessel.
But you agree
yes.
with me when I say that I don't have to pay nothing, right?
No.
No, Carter.
No.
I have no opinion on that matter.
No.
Maybe your wives are the billionaires and they have cheated you out of the money you deserve. How are you supposed to pay?
Exactly. I mean, I'm so glad you see it my way.
Unless your wives are struggling and poor and you're the millionaire, then you need to pay.
It's about balance.
Sure.
Yes, we must maintain a golden balance for all. You do not want to hoard all that shit inside of you and make your breath smell like the toxic sewage it is. You must spread it around and let it go and trickle out your spine.
And it's alright for me to like some of them more than I like the others, right?
You must love all as equally as you love yourself.
Listen, right now I'm observing 4 kids. They're all dressed up, white shirt, black pants, and they're spreading the word of God all around town. And I must say that those kids, they look like upright citizens to me, and I think that's a good thing that they're doing, going around getting people to meditating on the good Lord himself, right?
Yes, are they teaching the transcendental meditation?
It depends on which Lord, I think.
Yes.
He's giving me a lot to think about.
Don't think, Colin. Just follow your heart.
You're giving me a lot to think about.
Yes.
I must say I'm stronger because of it.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's wonderful. Yasi, you are a ray of light.
Thank you, Sancho.
You're a ray of light.
Thank you, Slithering Sancho, for that.
Yes, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to be heading out, and I'm going to be hiding in my deprivation chamber with my 20 kids trying to get in. thank you.
You're welcome, Carter.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you.
Hey, little man, say thank you. Thank you.
And thank you, Carter, little man. Thank you.
What a delightful child.
Yes, he is wise beyond his years.
Delightful child.
You can learn a lot from the little men. They are the wisest, I think. Because their brain has not been contaminated by the negativities of the world outside in which we try to purge ourselves with. We try to purge. We try to purge ourselves.
Entire industries, I feel, devoted to negativity.
Yes.
And people wear their negativity on their sleeves and on top of their heads and in their backpacks and purses and other personal affects. And I don't know what trading and all this negativity does.
No. On that note, Sancho's.
Yes.
Let us sit down and get settled and comfortable.
Oh, wonderful.
We must make sure there are no distractions.
No distractions.
Close your eyes, Sancho's.
My eyes, yes.
and allow your mind and body to relax. Your two color can't do this at all. Breathe slowly and deeply, and let your mind relax. Let yourself feel the mind relaxing. Now, let us say the mantra that you have chosen softly, and continue to repeat the mantra for about a minute, making your voice softer and softer as you do so. I will do this with you. Mantra. Once you have said the mantra as softly as you can, repeat mantra in your head without saying it out loud, and feel the mantra, and do not force yourself to concentrate on the mantra. Allow yourself to focus on the universe as well as the feeling of looselessness and togetherness with the universe. All this while you continue to mentally repeat your mantra for about 20 minutes. Do this. If you forget your mantra, keep calm. It will come back to you naturally. And should a different mantra enter your head, do not allow yourself to focus on it. Let yourself come back to the mantra naturally. Transcendental meditation is usually practiced twice every day, once before breakfast and again in the afternoon before dinner time. Let us learn how to wake up from our journey into the mantra guide of transcendental meditation.
Starts to gradually and gently descend back towards the earth as it gently floats down. All the fields and meadows start to come back into perspective.
Yes.
The meadow where you started your journey comes more and more into focus. You keep this beautiful relaxed feeling of love all the way back down. As your orb gently lands back down in the meadow where you started. You take a few moments to take some deep breaths. You breathe yourself back into your earthly body. You gently move your hands and your feet.
Oh God, I'm rubbing them all
and you feel your feet grounded back on the earth.
I feel the grass beneath my naked feet.
The door of light of your orb gently opens, enabling you to step safely out into the meadow where you started. You feel so light and full of peace and love. And you know that you can carry this feeling with you as long as you want.
Yes, my face is glowing.
You feel the meadow under your feet. Yeah. You breathe in the crystal clear air. You feel yourself nice and grounded on planet Earth. And whenever you're ready, you gently open your eyes.
Oceans apart, day after day, and I slowly go insane. I hear your voice on the line, but it doesn't stop the pain. I've seen you next, you never could. How can we stay forever?
My name is Jason, and I was wondering if you could tell me how transcendental meditation is different from other forms of meditation.
Let's talk about the money first. To me, it's worth far more than that. And we have a thing where we think something spiritual or something that's supposed to be good for you should be free. And yet, all these things we want cost a lot of money. And the price, to me, is it illumines the strength of the desire. If you want that,
yes,
you'll get it.
Yes.
And I know people who don't have much money, they find themselves wanting it,
yes,
and they get it. Some people with lots of money, they can easily get it, and they don't want it. And they don't want it because it costs something. It should be free. It's a strange, strange thing. Now, some of that money goes to the teacher. The teacher who teaches you.
Like you.
And the teachers are full-time. And as Bobby said, wouldn't it be a beautiful world if the teachers of meditation, the ones that teach you how to dive within, experience self, pure consciousness, lead you to your full potential, enlightenment.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be beautiful if they could live on that money?
Yes, please.
Now, the rest of the money goes to world peace.
Yes.
It doesn't go, like when we pay our taxes, to killing people in the name of peace.
No.
It goes to peace-creating groups who are trained in advanced techniques to enliven that field of consciousness, unity. Enliven that in the world.
United.
And that's another whole thing we could talk about. What's the other question?
How is it different than...
Now the foundation is David Lynch Foundation for Consciousness-Based Education and World Peace is offering, we have to raise money to offer it to you for free, a scholarship. If you are interested in starting, or interested in knowing more about it, or interested in helping bring a person to their full potential, or bring peace to earth by enlivening this field, enlivening this field of oneness, then let us know. Yeah. No problem. And we'll try to raise the money.
No problem.
Okay, so I can tell my parents that David Lynch said to pay for it.
Please tell your mom and dad.
Yes.
It would be so
please
beautiful
tell your
if they paid for
to pay
that.
Me.
Now,
yes. Like Sanchez.
I paid for my son Riley and my son Austin and my daughter Jennifer. And I paid when I started, but when I started it was only $35. But it is a lot of money to me then.
That is a lot of money.
I didn't care.
Yes.
I really wanted it, and
I've
been doing
it
ever since.
Cost $1,500.
At least they'll meditate up the
$750.
I don't know what's a deal anymore.
Yeah, $750
and
if you're a student.
Diving within, it would be beautiful if you gained enlightenment overnight.
I suppose that's a deal. I have
but
no idea.
Dive in
no.
Twice a day.
I've lived so
once
far
in the
away
morning,
from money. I just
you're a meditator.
Yes.
You go and you dive in, and then you just go about your business.
I don't
when
even know. What dollars are worth
really
to gold in
the
United States?
Thanks. And I really like your movies, but at the end of them, I usually say, I don't get it.
That's right.
You start meditating, pal.
What a clever fellow.
What a clever fellow.
Oh, God. How wonderful. How wonderful.
We learned a lot today, such as.
Thank you for inviting me onto your show, Yasi.
Yes, such a,
it's a pleasure.
You know, the world needs to know how to transcendental meditate. And they just learned for free, right here and right now. They did not have to pay.
No, they only had to pay a spiritual price.
Yes. I offer you the enlightenment and bliss for the cost of nothing, but your life and spiritual being. Money does not exist in a spiritual world, nor for Sancho or me, since we are in prison.
The fastest way to spiritual enlightenment is prison.
Yes. Let that be a lesson. For everybody out there, go to prison and become enlightened.
I recommend it for everyone.
Yes. Yes. And it's really nice that David Lynch Foundation has free memberships for people in prison like me.
It's wonderful.
It's a wonderful world out there.
Just.
So get yourself into prison. Do whatever it takes so you can get bliss. Transcendental bliss.
Earthly prison will unlock the prison of your mind.
Free yourself. I think we're gonna be having a prison break soon, Sancho.
Those are always lively events.
Yes.
I look forward to the next one.
Yes.
I met a lot of really, really interesting people at the last prison break.
Yes. They are like a party. A transcendental party.
Yeah, such
of the
a
mind.
Great method of socializing.
Yes. Well, Sancho, say goodbye to all those people up there. I think we have to go.
Goodbye, everybody. And goodbye to you, Yasi.
Goodbye. I will see you again at lunch hour. And
yes.
At dinner time. In the play yard.
Yes. Plastic silver.
And thank you for listening and calling.
Matsupan. If you see something, say something.